Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 154, recorded on October 18th, 2013. Well, howdy, folks. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Here we are once again for the Shaft Podcast episode.
Woo-hoo!
All ready for your listening pleasures or whatever else you want to do with it.
And here to enjoy it with us is our special guest, Mr. Seth Bling, who is taking a break away from the big Minecraft fundraiser.
What is? I mean, thing on.
Yeah.
Hey, hi there.
Hey.
We've tapped into his camera and microphone. Unbewarenced of him. Is unbewarenced a word? I think I just made that up.
It is now.
Anyway, how are you doing tonight, Seth?
Good. Yeah.
You've been over at the other stream with the Minecrackers tonight?
Yeah, we have a big Minecraft charity stream. It's going great so far. I think they have. I mean, it's only been like a few hours, and they've already got tens of thousands of donations, dollars in donations. Is pretty good.
That's crazy.
That's the fastest growth of any of the Child's Play fundraisers that I've seen.
Yeah. They said in 3 hours, they already broke 10,000. And right now, they're really close to 30,000. They're at 29 something. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like, I think Minecraft is setting a record for the 1 month for the most like donations for multiple events in one time. They've got the party coming, the Minecraft party. Yeah. At Minecon on the Friday. You going to be there, Seth?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Be at the Minecraft meetup, be at Minecon itself.
Sweet.
Are you going to be wearing the dollar sign around your neck?
Yeah, that's my tradition.
Awesome.
Should I go grab it?
Are you going to have like diamonds on the soles of your shoes?
Diamonds on the soles of my shoes. That would be pretty blingy.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Are you going to join the other Minecrackers in hitting Universal Studios?
Yeah. On Halloween, I think.
Yeah, you guys are going to have so much fun.
Cool stuff.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Halloween Horror Nights at Universal is the best. It's the best.
Yeah, I've never really done any Halloween, like, I've never been to, like, a haunted house or anything on Halloween, so that'll be a new experience for me. I think it'll be cool.
It's going to be disturbing. Just so you know, these are pretty amped up haunted houses. You got some stuff to go. So tell us more about the fundraiser. When are you going to be on it?
I don't have a slot for streaming. It's a 48-hour fundraiser for Child's Play Charity. That's counting towards Kurt, J Max, Farlands or Bust fundraiser drive. And I don't have a slot for me, but I'm just going to be, you know, kind of checking in and joining in the fun from time to time. So no schedule in particular, but I'll be on there a lot.
And it's a busy time of the year. I mean, with all the cons and charities and events going on, do you have any plans to make any Halloween contraptions for people?
I don't really have any plans for Halloween. I have a few things in mind, but I don't know, man. Recently, I've been just so busy with just basically making videos on the Minecraft server. It's a kind of a new experience for me. So,
and how's that going?
So far, I think it's going well. I'm definitely learning a lot with each video I put out, and just seeing the feedback, seeing what people like, what they don't like. It's different. It's so different doing survival stuff for videos. Up until now, pretty much every video has either been like a PvP competition or the normal creative mode stuff where I build something and then show it off. It's a lot more time consuming to, you know, collect the resources and craft things. I have to look up crafting recipes sometimes now. I don't know them. But it's it's something that I'm kind of finding that I missed, because when I first started playing, like anyone else, I played survival, and it's kind of fun mining the stuff, like hitting diamond from time to time, and like building all these farms, kind of building up my base and trying to get it so I can get lots of supplies quickly, and that's all. It's all very fun. It's very fresh for me, so it's been a great experience so far.
Yeah, and I used to be in kind of the mindset that Minecraft was going to have to kind of keep going forward into like the FTB territory and that sort of stuff to keep people's interest. But like you said, like when I went back and played vanilla again, it just reminded me how much fun the base game is. And then it almost changed my opinion, where they almost need to keep that. And then you can go off on your mods and do all this crazy stuff, but you always have your safe little home with zombies trying to get in.
Yeah, the last time I played Survival Minecraft very much was before I started really making any videos. And I liked the redstone stuff, and I liked making all these farms and stuff, but there really wasn't that much you could do. You could make like a wheat farm. They didn't have melons or pumpkins really in the game that you could grow. I made a mob farm. There just wasn't that much you could do. Redstone didn't allow you to do that much. There weren't all these hoppers and everything. So to me, playing survival, vanilla survival, like it's like halfway there to Feed the Beast almost, just because of my previous experience with survival. I'm finding there's a lot more for me to do than there was before. So that's great.
Yeah.
Cool. And your most recent map that you released, the building game. That's amazing. Yeah. So what was, how were you inspired to make that? Because that's a great combination of two classic games put together.
They've already kind of been put together for me. I used to play this game with my friends in college that was a lot like the building game, except you would draw stuff instead of build. So you would write down a sentence, and then the next person would see the sentence and draw a picture, and then you would fold over the piece of paper so the sentence was no longer visible, and then the next person could only see the picture, and so they would have to write down the sentence. So it was a very similar concept. Mm-hmm. And so that was the game that I had played, and somebody else showed me that game. So I just basically took that and adapted it to Minecraft, because I thought it would make for great videos and be really fun, and kind of does. So
oh yeah, yeah. We had a blast with it.
Yeah, we played it at our we had the Dead Workers party last week, and we got some people together to play it. And I think some people were skeptical. Like they were like, "Ah, this'll be okay." And then by the end everybody was laughing and having a good time. Yeah. It's just one of those games.
Yeah. I think if you know to watch to the end, you cannot be disappointed with the building game. Just cuz the ending is always so hilarious.
Mhm.
And is it in the state that it's going to be in, or do you have any ideas for updates to it at all?
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking for like different numbers of players, or maybe like team builds, and other people have actually made some of those modifications. So if you look around the internet a little bit, you can find those things. I don't like to when I put something out there, I don't really like to go back and modify it and redo it, just because I feel like my contribution to the Minecraft community was creating the original concept, and I like it when other people are able to then take it and do something even more interesting with that, and I just want to move on to the next thing. So at this point I kind of think I won't put out any more modifications, but other people have been, and it's been good.
Do people need to ask your permission or anything like that, or is it cool if somebody just redoes the map and puts it out there?
As long as people aren't like doing anything for profit, I don't mind whatever people want to do. If they want to modify my map, as long as they put in leave in credit for me
and leave your name on the walls of the rooms.
Every wall.
Leave my name up on the giant
every wall.
Yeah, credit up on the walls. There were some people that take my games and put them on servers that have, donations, and they make a profit off of that. Mm. And that makes me a little uneasy.
Yeah.
But if they're just doing something for the community, no, I don't mind that at all. I think that's great.
Okay. Lydia Winters is in the chat room. Hello. And she says hey, Creative Commons map making. That makes sense. You know, you give attribution, you don't make money off of it, and you put it out there, and everybody just collaborates to you know, keep building the map up. We kind of thought a cool idea was to make like themed based games where you know, if it's the holidays, you can make like a Christmas themed game. You know, I don't know that you would really need to dress up the map. I guess you could, but I was thinking, you know, but we're thinking like, you know, it could be, you know, it has to be Christmas themed, you know, and then you just play the game or pirate themed or whatever. But it lends itself to a lot of different modifications and little features thrown in there. Like you said, team play would be kind of a cool, you know, teams of five builders. Like, what could they do in 5 minutes? That'd be pretty amazing. Yeah.
So here's an idea for you. I'm sure you get this all the time, so you can slap me at Minecon and tell me to shut up. But remember those old games that would just be like, it was like the round metal case that just had all the dots and like triangles and just pieces in it. And then you basically had all the like 40 games you could play from those pieces.
Oh, yeah. Like, I had one of those growing up.
What if you can make that? Does that make sense? Like, so it's like basically just the pieces to all these like tons of different games. Is that too?
That's kind of Minecraft itself, though. Like,
that's true. I don't know. Yeah. I guess Notch already did it.
Brent got
home too late.
Yeah.
Well, so I know you said you're busy working on the server, but do you have any ideas floating in your mind of the next thing you're going to do?
I just got an idea from the snapshot yesterday. So they made it so you can add new sounds to Minecraft from the sound resource packs. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to make a resource pack plus map where it makes a Seth Bling video. So like it would just randomly, it would start off with "Welcome back, Seth Bling here," and then randomly say some of the phrases that I say about a lot, like, "Oh, it's really actually pretty simple. Well, you just connect the redstone dust here, you know, and it just combines them in random orders, and maybe like uses set block to place some of the circuits and stuff." So I've been kind of rumbling around that idea in my head. So we'll see if something like that materializes.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
And the people just make stuff from the audio, and then at the end they're like, "My door works."
This tutorial's great.
That's awesome. Speaking of great, we have a bunch of awesome sponsors for the show today. We have an individual sponsor, Sim, who says, "Don't dig too deep." I won't.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then we have a server
sponsor.
That's
the mistake the dwarves made. Exactly. In the Mines of Moria, I believe.
They dug too deep.
Right. Too greedily.
And then our server sponsor for the show is Arx, who says, "Do you like FTB and Skyblock? Then check my YouTube series, High Tech Skyblock, and see what happens if these two get together. P.S. Love the show."
Aww.
So
that's ARXXX.
Arx.
Arx.
Arx. You're welcome.
And we're also sponsored today by ThinkGeek. They've got some great Minecraft deals going on ready. If you need something for Minecon or Halloween, you can just head on over to geek.deadworkers.com and pick out some cool stuff.
Awesome sausage.
Our journeys.
And these may be pretty quick because we pretty much had Dead Workers Party going on all week and not much Minecraft time. I think I spent a lot of time in pain. I had at the end of Dead Workers Party, I couldn't even finish the last day because I was in so much pain. I had to go get a tooth extracted and a cyst pulled out. So I'm not drinking tonight. Yeah. I'm on Lortab. Should I say that out loud?
A little alien came out, too, of his little tooth hole.
And it said, "Don't bring me back in." So we did.
Now, at the DWPP, we did play a couple of rounds of
the building game.
And had a really great time with that. And
it's great that everybody was in the same room. It was just a LAN, open to LAN, and you play. And wow, yeah, it was epic.
Yep.
We did have one that remained the same, though,
yes,
all the way through, first, second, and third stage, and it was Afro Monkey.
Yes. who's our friend who does our Smite show with us sometimes.
Yeah, and so the word was Afro Monkey. It was a great Afro Monkey face with an afro, and then the next one was a monkey with an afro. Anyway,
yeah.
But so that one won all three.
And then it actually ended up getting misspelled, and then it got corrected because it's M-U-N-K-E-E.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, people got it enough to... yeah. But we had a couple of games of that. I visited the Shaftlands a little bit more, working a little bit more on my tower there, trying to, you know, be an ominous presence, you know, on the Shaftlands, even when I'm not around, making my Obsidian Tower.
Yeah.
But, yeah, mostly it was ZWPP this week.
Oh, another great one was Ninja Chimney Sweep.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Ninja Chimney Sweep. That's Ninja, good.
Yeah.
Chimney Sweep.
Earlier it was Mary Poppins, and then what did it start off as?
I think it was...
Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah, Willy
it
started, Wonka.
It went Willy Wonka to Mary Poppins, and then it went to Ninja Chimney Sweep.
Yeah, because it was kind of like a man built in black wool.
Yeah.
You know, but holding
an umbrella.
Like an umbrella, but it could have been a chimney sweep, like, yeah. You know, covered in coal or covered in soot. Anyway, yeah, that's a great game.
Yep.
So, what you been up to, Seth, in Minecraft world? I guess some Minecraft this week?
I swear, just Minecraft. Like, I've been on that server so much. I don't know. I've been doing rock climbing. Still going rock climbing. It's like my hobby now.
Nice.
And I don't know.
In what way are you doing rock climbing? Are you just trying to find the tallest places and get to the top of them?
No, I go to a rock climbing gym. So it's all indoors, plastic holds.
Wow, real rock climbing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, you were thinking in Minecraft?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
real rock climbing. That's,
I was like, yeah. Oh,
that's what I do to, like, say, oh, I'm exercise. I'm going rock climbing in Minecraft. Here are some cobblestone.
These are kind of like rocks.
It's tough. Hand me the Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Well, okay. I think that was the shortest our journey section ever.
Hey, that's all right. We'll just head on down the road then. I guess.
Maybe.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So we got a lot of news here. So let's first mention this Netflix. You can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get you a free month of Netflix. That's all we're going to say today.
Supernatural Season 8.
It's good stuff. But we did get a lot of cool info this week. Snapshots and... QCraft, we hinted about it last week. It was finally released and announced to the public this week. We've got a bunch of links that we want to share for sure. The first one is the official site, QCraft.org. So you need to head over there and check that out. There's also some great spotlights that Direwolf20 and Toby1066 did. We'll link to that as well as a Wired article on all about it. So it's it's gotten some publicity.
And this is basically the idea is, can a game teach kids quantum mechanics? It is a very interesting mod created by a couple of different people. Go to QCraft.org and see. And it's really amazing. It does some stuff that you've never seen in Minecraft before. And it lends itself to some very creative, practical applications as well as very artistic ones.
Yeah.
So we plan to do a little of both, actually. And so go check this out. It's brand new. I haven't seen too many people on YouTube making stuff with this, but it's amazing stuff. And it's free. It's just a free mod.
It could be a fun way to play the building game. Like, look at it from this way. Oh, wait, look at it. Oh, I can't tell what it is.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's here. It's...
Yeah. It's quantum. Yeah. It's quantum mechanics. Awesome.
And we did have a snapshot this week. Snapshot 13W42A and B. This week's snapshot doesn't really have any new features, but it does have some tweaks to existing ones that mostly will be of interest to map makers and those seeking witches, believe it or not. First up, Dinnerbone and Grum wrote the sound engine to allow the use of additional sounds, not just replacing existing ones. Also, witches now have the same sort of spawning rules as other hostile mobs, so you don't need to go on a wild goose chase finding witch huts.
Nice.
Well, they're still pretty rare, actually.
Well, I mean, like, we have commented that we've never happened upon a witch hut that had a live witch in it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Was it dead?
Remember?
Was it sleeping?
It's not, yeah. It's going to be less for... They spawn about, I think, half as frequently as Enderman.
Okay.
So, oh, okay.
There you go.
But I see a lot of Endermen. That's actually kind of depressing.
Really?
Yeah. I do, at least.
I never find Endermen. I always spend, like, when I'm trying to, you know, beat the end, the first, you know, when I start a new world, it takes, like, 5 hours to find enough Endermen to get there.
I always just end up building a cobblestone tower into the sky, and then I just wait for a bunch of stuff to spawn, and then I look around and find the Endermen.
Okay.
So, but do the witches, they have to spawn around the witch hut?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was wondering, is if it seemed like the Endermen, like, because they can basically spawn anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So if the witches can only spawn in certain places, then it would definitely seem a lot less, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we got both of those snapshots. Did you read all of that?
No. Also, maps are going to display colored wool and stained clay. Which allows for a wider range of colors, and 13W42B was released, taking some bugs out, including the one where the game crashes when you tried to adjust the volume. Oh, no, you must listen to the game.
Yes.
Also, it seems the texture pack wranglers at Microsoft couldn't keep hold of their charges, as 4J's natural texture pack was accidentally released early onto the XBLA marketplace. However, things were soon brought under control, and the texture pack was put back into its cage for a later release. Probably will be soon, since it's already packaged up and ready to go. If you're one of those who managed to snag a copy during the accidental escape, good news. Roger Carpenter, Microsoft's Minecraft producer, tweeted a promise that it's yours to keep.
Nice. Early bird gets the texture pack.
Indeed.
That's the saying.
It's an old euphemism. So there's a Minecraft tournament in London next month. Earl's Court in London, England, plays host to the annual Gadget Show Live at Christmas event on November 1st through the year, 1st through 3rd. And this year, Minecrafters will have a chance to win some awesome swag in a daily tournament. It'll be one of the four games featured in separate tourneys. In other words, you don't have to play in all four of them in order to be running for prizes. So if you're going to the event and feel like some Hunger Games PvP, you've got three chances to win Plantronics gaming headsets.
Nice.
At Earl's Court.
Not one, not two, but three. Excellent.
And then next week, the second major update to Scrolls, with tons of new stuff coming out on October 21st. That's Monday, as well as 44 new Scrolls. The new Judgment play mode has you playing online matches in a draft mode configuration with the chance to win some of the scrolls you pick during the selection process. And if you feel like checking out the competition without having your pride damaged, the new spectator mode lets you watch others play, but to avoid cheating, you'll be watching 5 minutes behind real world time.
I like that, though. Nice. Well, spectator action.
If you want more details, just head on over to scrolls.com.
Scrolls! If you want some information on Scroll, go check out the Ream podcast.
Yes.
So also, even though we've talked about this earlier, Minecrack is having a marathon charity live stream through Sunday. So Minecrack and MC Pro Hosting are teaming up. All the proceeds are going to Child's Play. It started at 2 p.m. today for those who are listening to this live, and lasts until 2 p.m. yesterday if you're listening to this
on Monday
when this podcast will come out.
Oops. I already got the boots. I'm all good.
Starts today and ends yesterday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Depending that's amazing.
Depending on how you're listening to it. It's quantum.
Time travel.
It's Q-craft.
Yeah, that's right.
Flux capacitor-ish.
Yes. So also, if you donate $20 or more, you'll get full access to their event server featuring a host of minigames and activities. And we watched earlier, and there were like Minecrackers flying around, doing all kinds of stuff and talking. Also, MC Pro Hosting is offering 5% of the first month's rental on one of their service with the promo code Minecrack, and you'll be donating an additional 15% to Child's Play if you do this. So go to MinecrackLP.com.
And I just checked on this. They're up to $28,840 with 989 contributions. So that is incredible. That's awesome.
Nice.
And we're after the stream, we're going to send everybody over there. You don't get to watch Smite tonight because we're going to send you over there.
Yep.
Because we want everybody over there.
Yep.
Last but not least, the virtual MindCon is tomorrow and Sunday. Just a reminder that it's scheduled to take place. Although the Creeper Events website doesn't seem to list a start time. Planned special guests include Sam Cube, Mark IRL, Easy, iTunes, and The Shaft. Which I don't think we're actually going to be part of that.
We need to find this out.
Yeah, yeah, weird. I don't know. People email stuff all the time, and I say, yeah, we'll do something, but let's talk, and then the talk part doesn't always happen.
Yeah, turns out we hate people.
So I don't know. Get in touch with us. Maybe we can make something happen.
I can probably do something on Sunday.
I can. Yeah, we'll figure out something if you can get in touch with us. It's a game in itself.
Yeah, it's got achievements and everything.
Supplies. We have a new contributions bumper.
And this one's great. So Dan, who is Myusic on Twitter, sent us this lovely bumper.
I came in like a listener, contributing to the Shaft podcast, submitting lots of stuff to talk about. All you gotta do is listen to me.
All we need is a wrecking ball, and I could hop on it, throw all my clothes off, and just fly across the screen.
Yeah.
Clear out the chat room. That'd be... over there at the Minecraft marathon real fast.
Oh, great. Man.
I think that's Seth's favorite song, isn't it?
He's got Miley as his desktop backdrop.
Speaking of desktop backdrops, everybody needs to get the Wesodactyl.
Oh, God. Are we going to talk about our sponsor?
Sure. Audibletrial.com/theshaft. Go get a free month.
Yeah.
Pushing through those.
So in episode 153, Brick Comrade heard me say that my name should be Wesodactyl. Because who was it? There was somebody on that show that was like something Asaurus.
Yeah.
I should be the Wesodactyl.
Yeah.
And so there's some really terrible.
Sethosaurus Rex.
Was it?
Sethosaurus. Sethosaurus Rex? Is that what I'm saying?
I don't know.
So anyway, I'll put it in the show notes. This is a terrible Microsoft Paint image of my head on a pterodactyl.
Yeah, in Microsoft Paint. Or no, I'm sure they used it. They busted out Photoshop.
No, that's
6 for that, right?
I think
it's got a lot of detail in it.
He fessed up. He
I don't know. It's hard to get that sort of cut out the head. Well... No, I guess it's not that hard.
The chat room's going.
There you go.
The chat room's perfect. Going so beautiful.
So beautiful.
So anyway, next we've got something from the Shredder guy. It says, "Wes, you are a ghetto toaster. Eric is awesome, and no one loves you, Brent. Just kidding. Love the show. Keep it up till at least episode 1,000." And
what do you say? You willing to commit now? Episode 1,000?
Brent already did.
Oh, yeah? What was my prediction?
You had like 10, I think.
I think you went 20, and I said like 50. I think I went up to 50. These were our guesstimates on like how many episodes we would get to when we started the podcast.
But Brent, he said something like, if we make it to 100 or 150, he'll give us all like $500 or something like that. And that's already passed. So
I don't think that's true.
We have these like pieces of paper with IOUs.
Once you get to episode 200, he's going to give us each $1,000.
And a car, I think, is what he said.
Yeah. I think I must have given y'all some Lortab instead. Because y'all are talking funny.
$500 worth of Lortab. That'll do, I guess.
So this next one here is from Octuplex, who asks, are you guys working on a mobile version of the Dead Workers Party site? Because right now, submitting is the most difficult thing I can do on my phone. I will tell you what, I'm going to make it so easy for you to submit on your phone, you would think I was silly. Does that mean, that doesn't mean anything?
No.
Just go to your phone right now and click the, like, the phone part. I know you don't normally use the phone as a phone, but just go ahead and make a contact for the shaft, for the dead workers, and just type in 256-812-1010. You can call this every single day of your life and leave contributions.
Yep.
And we might actually play them on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to start checking now.
We'll start checking our voicemail next week.
Next week.
Count on it.
So there better be something from you.
And if we don't, you can expect that Brent will buy all of our listeners a car and $500 worth of Lore Tab. We'll be in the trunk of that car.
What?
Is that a good one?
No. I'm not agreeing to anything tonight.
Are we doing some kind of a weird ARG now? Or we're going to like have a scavenger hunt for a prize or something?
I like this.
Apparently a car with a bunch of illegal drugs in it.
Well, Brent, I mean,
probably not the best thing to do on a...
You know, we could like put Eric's car somewhere, have it get stolen, file it as stolen, get you a new car, right?
So y'all ran Lydia off. She's out of here now. She's like, I can't be part of this. I am gone. Minecraft teacher's probably jetted. They're all gone.
All
thanks
of our
a lot.
Sponsors pulled out.
Bye.
All right. Oh, well.
I guess I might as well just...
See you, Seth.
Bye, Seth.
Oh. There's the Seth Blingatron 2000. Oh, no, he's back.
Yeah, I'm good.
So let's hit that next bumper, Eric.
Okay.
Excavation Station.
Excavation Station, where you tell us what you want changed or added to the world of Minecraft.
And we will make sure your dreams come true.
Absolutely.
So we actually got two... We got two variations on the same kind of theme, so we'll put them both. It's on making mobs, fighting mobs easier. The first was from I Will 2000 Will 1 writes, mobs should not be able to attack you unless they saw you or you hit them instead of being able to randomly turn around and start following you. This would allow you to get a definite first hit. They would still be able to look around a little, though. And Octoplex, who regularly contributes, said some mobs should only react to if you're within their line of sight. For instance, zombies will only chase you if you're to the last place they saw you, and skeletons would stop being psychic.
Psychic.
And in certain ways, I kind of agree that doing monster AI is always smart.
Mm-hmm.
However, zombies might smell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Or hear you.
I hear you. Yeah. That's a good... Yeah. You can go into like a stealth game mechanic, like shifting and walking is quieter than just walking.
Yeah.
But I always kind of thought that shifting should... sneaking, whatever, should make you less detectable. I don't think it does, though.
No. It doesn't. But yeah. But I agree, and I think like maybe that's what, like, if they get line of sight on you while you're sneaking, they'll come after you. You know?
Oh, you're saying change it to where that would
be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not necessarily fond of rewriting the whole mechanic. And also, like, keep in mind, every additional piece of AI you put in there is going to slow down the game a little bit. If you've got 30 mobs around you, all with specific detection rules for how to see you, that's going to get a little boggy in places. And this Java's already pretty much pegged to the limit, I think.
So how does the AI work currently? Is it just an area, a certain radius around the mob will aggro the mob?
Yeah.
No, it actually is a line of sight thing.
Is it?
I thought
it's basically if they see you, they have line of sight to you, and you're not very far away. There's a certain follow distance is what it's called. Then they'll start following you, and then if you go out of their line of sight, they'll still follow you, unless you leave their follow distance.
But line of sight isn't necessarily like line of sight from their eyeballs. It could be the back of their heads.
Yeah. But it's I think they have to, their head has to like have a direct path to your head. Like there can't be any blocks in the way. Yeah. I think that's how it works.
Okay.
So just make two tall block towers everywhere you go, and you'll be fine.
I'm high on
security.
Yep.
Blame the Lore Tab. Blame the Lore Tab. Okay, so this next one here comes from Dave, your mate, who adds that he's from Australia and it's actually cold there. He wants punching mobs, players with a torch, set them on fire. Not the torch, the people. The torch is assumed to be on fire already. If a mob picks up a torch you drop, it will set alight the player it touches. Also be able to light TNT with a torch in hand.
I kind of like the last one. That's not bad.
Light TNT with a torch in your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that's... Like, the torches are not, like, super flamey. Like, that's like the flint and steel, right? You're striking up a... I don't know. And you can place a redstone torch next to a TNT. It's... Yeah. I don't know. It's a little bit different, though.
Yeah. But I...
I don't see any real need for it.
Yeah.
Personally. I mean, I kind of like setting other people on fire, but I don't know about with a torch, though. I think maybe just with flint and steel, which...
He likes doing it with his dance moves. Setting people on fire.
I mean, can you imagine if you took like a birthday candle and started hitting your friend with it? Like, you're not gonna get that much done. Is all I'm saying.
You were at my last birthday party.
That's awesome. So, what do you think, Notch? What do you think about this one?
Worst idea ever. Wow.
But I still don't. We all want to be able to like light up areas while we're holding a torch.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
We still want to be able to hold torches and have them act like torches you're holding. Yes.
Yeah. It would cause a lot of lag though to do that though.
Oh,
all
like
the lighting updates.
The reason finally comes out to light.
Yeah. The engine.
The light.
So next is submitted by Musician 101. He wants underground maps. We've seen the mini map mods that allow you to see tunnels you're traveling around in, so why not add a map that tracks your tunnels? I'll tell you why, because getting lost in tunnels is one of the most fun things in vanilla Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing where you are and that moment when you realize you're lost, it is awesome.
And how would that map even exist with the 3D space? You have X, Y, and Z space. It's not going to just be a 2D representation of the tunnels because you're... You know what I mean? Like, you would have to have a 3D map.
Maybe it's a cube.
And that's too much for Minecraft. Yeah,
you'd have to, like, be able to, like, fly around through it and stuff.
Yeah. Or, you know, or be able to rotate the map in on all axes. And then that kind of, like, breaks out of the Minecraft feel.
Well, maybe they could do it for, like, an FDB mod to where it's, like, you know, you put these cubes together. Maybe Zycraft could add this, huh? Zycraft blocks could, and basically a map on each side so you can see that 3D space of what's going on in around where you placed them.
Oh, I see. That's a little wacky, too.
Well, I'm a wacky guy. So, okay, let's move on. I think everybody agrees that one sucks.
And this next one says, and it seems as if having stained glass isn't enough for some people. Gaffer Gold writes in and wants stained grass. I would love Mojang to add a feature where you can take a grass block, you can take a grass block using a silk touch pick and craft them with dyes to make all sorts of colored grasses.
That's okay. So.
That shit's foolish.
Why not just...
Come on.
How about spray paint? Now you can make anything, any color.
There you go, paint.
And any design, pattern, rather than having all these separate objects broken down into colors and stuff like that. That's what I think.
Spray I agree. Paint. I like that paint.
I think... I don't know. I think it might be doable to make everything, like, every block colorable.
Uh-huh.
But it would take more... It would take up more space. Like, keep in mind, every time you do that, like, every time you add data to every single block in the game, you have, like, millions of blocks on screen at any given time. Like, tens or maybe even hundreds of millions. No, probably not 100. Anyway, and, like, you have to store all that data, and it's just, it gets really costly. It takes up a lot of space to store it.
Yeah. So, I guess spray paint?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Wow.
Notch likes it. Okay.
That's very surprising. I never would have predicted that one.
Yeah, he doesn't even code Minecraft anymore, and
he's like, I'm going to screw those guys over. Hundreds of billions of blocks.
He's like, figure it out. Figure it out.
Actually, he's probably asleep right now. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks in his sleep, though. Yeah. That's the thing. It's kind of weird.
I think he just walks into meetings now and goes, stained glass, guys, and then walks out. And they're like, God, you told us. Never. Yeah.
All right, here it is. Here it is. Sleepwalking in Minecraft. When you go to bed, there's some small chance that you just like won't wake up when everyone else wakes up, and your character like just walks around and like places random blocks and yeah.
Okay,
I like that.
I kind of like it too.
Yeah, like an
Enderman.
And I got one from Twitter.
It'd be kind of creepy.
This one is from Jacob Sismura. How about mobs with teams that only kill mobs and players that aren't on their teams? So, like, maybe you could have some kind of a... And this is, like, goes back to my idea of, like, the Minecraft game toolbox, okay? Mm-hmm. Where you can have, like, people wear colored team jerseys, you know, like, have a ball mechanic, have some kind of a tagging mechanic, and then let people design games with all these different tools at their disposal.
Oh, like a framework.
Yeah. Now, don't necessarily design it with the games that are going to be played involved, but just like look at what games people play and make the mechanics in those games, you know, like delivering a ball to a spot.
Oh. Yeah.
You know,
I always think about that stuff because I, you know, that's a lot of what I do, right? I try and make these maps, and like that'd be really cool if we could have like if I could make like Dota in Minecraft, right? Where you have the mobs and they're like trying to follow these paths and they'll fight each other, but there's no way to do that. So it'd be really cool to have that information like tagged on so you could play around with that.
But that would be one of the things that you could do is you could have certain types of mobs only be willing to attack certain teams of players or you know, I mean, I don't know, there's all kinds of little things you could do that would let people design games within the system
without having to start from scratch every time, like a library of
like,
and they add stuff like that all the time that like helps you design games.
That'd be
a cool one. I would definitely love that.
Flags, so we can do some flag
flags capture flags. So
we played a MOBA. It was a Battle Box with two X's. So it's like Dota and Minecraft. But we were really curious before we started playing as to like what the minions would do. Would they follow a path and would they be aggressive for the opposite team and friendly for you? Well, it turned out it was they spawn a bunch of like baby zombies and they aggro everybody. I mean, they're angry at everybody. Even your own minions will attack you. And and they don't follow a path. They just dump out and they just roam down the lanes or wherever. So, and we were wondering, we're like, I bet Seth could figure that out with some like MC edit filter or something. But like, but you're saying you don't know of a way to have pathing and friendly mobs and stuff.
I think I could do the pathing, but I don't think I could make them attack each other for sure. I don't think I've ever seen a zombie fighting another zombie in Minecraft.
Okay.
And I don't think I can make them attack only certain players either.
Yeah.
Okay. So just not with the existing tools.
Yeah. The pathing is doable though.
Okay.
Yeah. And you kind of saw that with blocks versus zombies, right?
Yeah.
The zombies would, you know, from far away, they would follow paths to try and get to hidden villagers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we did get one more recommendation. This is from Theo of Minecar fame. This is in response to the stained grass. Could you get Minecraft teacher to help make stained class? hashtag I'll just show myself out.
just eat too much Taco Bell.
yes.
Nice. Awesome. And with that, I'll give you this.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my God. It's so intense.
Intense indeed.
And tents. And what else is in tents? MC Pro Hosting. They run all of our servers, and you can get one. Actually, I'm not even give our coupon, because you need to go over to the Mindcrack and get it from them and help support that tonight. But they are a great hosting company, so go take a look at their booth down at MindCon. They're going to be down there. And they're great folks. So anyway, we got some great links. The first one here is a link to Mark IRL's wedding pics. Does he want this, like, out there everywhere? Like, did we dig into his Facebook page and get these?
He posted them on Reddit. I think he's okay with it.
Okay, good, good, good. Yeah. So we'll link
it. As long as you can get, like, the private ones from, like, after the show, because, no, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I got some private ones of Mark.
These are great pictures, though. Yeah. Seth's in there.
Yeah, with his cufflinks.
Yeah, I went to his wedding. I was there. Got my creeper cufflinks.
You looking fancy.
Yeah, look at you all dressed up.
That's cool. That cake is awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. I like this one. This cake that looks like a chest. That looks pretty good.
Delicious.
So next, we have, this is a link also to the QCraft stuff. It says, can a game teach kids quantum mechanics? Spiridon Michalakis, postdoctoral scholar at Caltech's Institute for Quantum Information and Matter, writes about how Google contacted him with plans to get kids excited about quantum mechanics, and how, with help from Minecraft teacher and Dan 200, the QCraft mod was born. So we'll provide that link, and you can read all about it.
It's amazing.
The next one is link. Teacher Mitch Brotherton, a.k.a. Mr. Bring Your Own Technology, writes about his use of Minecraft EDU for teaching and how it makes planning and designing his lessons much more fun and productive. So we'll link to this. Why Minecraft?
Next, we've got a link, and this is to impressive Minecraft Halloween decorations. 4J Studios fan at KA underscore five spotted some seriously awesome Minecraft themed Halloween decorations, and thankfully for the internet and for us here at the Shaft, he took the time to snag a photo and send it along to 4J. It's going to be hard for people to compete with this setup. It is pretty freaking awesome. The zombies and it looks to be about like 20 feet tall, maybe 15 feet tall. And basically, it's like a cemetery with a bunch of Minecraft figures standing behind it, and it's very impressive.
Those are terrifying. There's an Enderman back there.
I know, and he's looking at you.
He's going to steal some people's candy bags.
Ooh, that jerk face.
Move them out of their hand. Anyway, we also have a link to Amnesia Adventure Map Part 1. As if it wasn't enough to be scared out of your wits playing Amnesia, The Dark Descent, Pier Paolo 98 went to the trouble of creating a map and resource pack, which recreates the game for Minecrafters. Thanks also to our listener, Musician 101, who linked us to an LP of the map. So we'll link to both of those.
Nice. Scary. And this last one is the Mine Car. So this is a really cool car. It's a Kia Soul. It was designed basically... If you listen to the last episode, you'll know what we're talking about. Theo was here at the DWPP, drove up her Kia Soul, and she wrapped it with a vinyl. It's a Minecraft design. She's driving down the street. It's totally a Minecraft car. It's really cool. Also, we did a interview video with her showing off the car and talking to her for a few minutes about it, and that's on our channel, youtube.com/deadworkersparty. Super cool car, and she's going to go and try to park it right out front of the Minecon.
Yes.
And say, look, it is a Minecraft car.
Yes. And I promised to get really drunk and pass out in it.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not going to pee in
it,
are you?
No, absolutely not. Okay. But she was nonplussed. So,
yeah.
I was joking around, and she just was looking at me like I was like...
it's just tradition. That's, yeah. don't freak out.
Are you going to need a bucket, Wes?
No.
We'll leave an iron bucket in the back seat for you.
Sweet.
So don't forget, next week we have Good. And also, if you are going to MineCon, don't forget about the Minecraft party. There's still tickets for sale, I believe.
Yes. And we're going to be there.
We're there.
If you want to meet us, even if you're not going to MineCon, you can go to the Minecraft party and see us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And
me too.
And touch us.
And pee on us.
What? Wait.
No, not.
Oh, wait. No, not that last
I
one.
I think Seth is removing himself from
see you later,
not
Seth.
Our area of the party.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
No.
So you can pee on Eric.
Uh-oh.
He is the only one who has claimed that one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
The rest of us will be staying away from Eric and his pee radius. I think that's a word.
Radius? Radius?
Radius.
Radius. Did y'all hear something?
I didn't hear anything at all. I didn't hear all that knocking going on.
Oh.
Come in.
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey!
Housekeeping!
Hey, there's nothing for you to clean this week. We had a party last week. And we already cleaned up, so...
No, she's going to have to clean up after I get done with some ketchup chips.
Ketchup chips for pillow!
Yes! I need some rum, too.
Yeah.
Rum cake for pillow!
That'll work!
Yes.
So we got these are gifts. Awesome.
We got gifts from Jamaica. That Alice, who is a mod and friend of ours, she brought. She went to Jamaica and brought. She mailed us this gift bag full of Tortuga Caribbean rum cakes, three different flavors, and old Dutch ketchup flavored chips. I guess that's a Jamaican thing, but we're definitely gonna try these out.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess we have barbecue chips, so how different?
Yeah.
It's really no different.
Yeah.
There was a baggie of some other stuff in there, but I wasn't sure what it was, so I...
It might be illegal in this state. We'll have to check.
Yeah.
So, disposed of it?
Sure.
We disposed of it in a very efficient way.
Helps my tooth.
That's right. There's no evidence anymore. Just
helps them missing
a pile of ashes. So thank you very much, Alice, for sending us that. That's awesome that you thought of us.
Yes, and, thank you. And everyone who came to the Dead Workers Party too.
Yes.
We had a great time and got a lot of cool stuff.
Yep. Played some board games.
The biggest it's ever been.
Yep.
This year. Next year, hopefully, it'll be bigger. Or if it is, we might have to find a new place.
Yeah. I think we're going to have Daft Punk play next year.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Or we'll just put two people in helmets and say they're Daft Punk. And Deadmau5 is coming, too.
That's right. Yeah, just some guy with a dead mask on. There you go.
And Seth, thank you so much for coming at last minute, too. It was like, yeah, I'll do it. This is awesome. We appreciate it.
What am I going to be doing on a Friday night?
Just like a huge charity event.
Installing
thing
Skynet.
Play Minecraft, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody be sure to go to, like you're not already, but go over to youtube.com/SethBling, sign up, SethBling.com, twitter.com/SethBling, and of course, facebook.com/SethBling. And right now, if you're in the chat room, you need to head on over to this link I'm putting in the chat room. It's the mindcracklp.com. And go help our brothers make some money for some kids.
Yep.
That's right. Child's play.
Seth, I got to tell you, you're so popular on this show that the Astrogali, who does our show notes, said we ought to just have a Seth Bling section of our entire show to talk about the things you do each week.
Yeah. That's true.
That's a lot of pressure. I don't think you should do it.
I'm still waiting for Skynet to come out in Minecraft.
Yep.
Yeah. Skynet.
When are you going to build Minecraft? That?
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. It's on his whiteboard. It's going to happen.
End of the world. You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So which would you prefer, Seth? Rum cake or ketchup chips?
I can kind of imagine what ketchup chips taste like. I'm not sure I've ever had rum cake. Or if they're anything like rum balls, though.
They're delicious.
It's a tough choice.
It's like pound cake with rum in it. Real rum.
Rum cake.
Is it real rum?
Yeah, it's real rum.
It's not just rum flavored?
No, you will get
did the alcohol burn off or is it?
No, it's still
no,
in
it's
there.
Probably like rum a cake. like a Christmas fruitcake. Fruitcake has lots of liquor in it.
Ah.
And it keeps it.
Well, that's cool.
Keeps it safe.
So I had to go through like customs.
Just safe. Yeah.
It does. It keeps it from like getting bad. Yeah.
I didn't know
microbes.
You could mail alcohol from country to country without some sort of crazy license or something.
Well, she's in Canada. They don't care about those things.
Yeah.
I guess not.
And really, it's food. It's not liquor. It's food, but it's made with liquor.
Like, and what's going to happen? A Mountie's going to show up at her house?
And actually, with the government shutdown, there was only one guy guarding the whole Canada border during the one American Border guard.
There were four cakes in there, but that was how they got through. He had one of them.
All right, so I gotta interrupt. Disco just sent me a Skype message. FV Disco. You guys know FV Disco,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's asking for a plug.
Oh!
He wants a plug. So I should have mentioned earlier, we are actually working on a little thing, little map. So that should be coming out.
Wow.
Okay.
Can't wait. Okay.
So you have Seth Fling and FV Disco.
Nice.
Yeah.
When it comes out, tell him get on the show and talk about it.
He just messaged me one line, two words, plug please. So he knows how to market himself.
Yeah.
Awesome. See you next week, everybody.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Only The Shaft can prevent forest fires.